This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with the American housing market, the American rental housing market, to be precise, and how rent comes to be the rent in the first place. Today, the White House announced a bunch of things it's doing to help the 44 million or so American households that rent the roofs over their heads. The Federal Trade Commission is going to look into whether some tenant background checks are unfair. The Federal Housing Finance Agency is going to look into limiting big rent increases in the properties that that agency helps finance. And while it is true that, yes, rents in some markets are finally cooling, the national median rent, though, is still up more than 20% since the beginning of the pandemic. That's from the website Apartment List. So, Marketplace's Matt Levin spent his day in pursuit of a foundational answer. How exactly do landlords figure out what they should charge for rent in the first place?
Sid Lacoretti is trying to rent out a 680-square-foot, one-bedroom apartment in Oakland, California. It's got a renovated deck, a kitchen island, some LED light fixtures, all for $2,200 a month. How'd he decide on $2,200? He shopped around, just like his tenants would.
I pulled up five different Zillow listings that are comparables in the neighborhood, looked at what the amenities are. You know, some of them were $1,895, but I said, oh, well, look at that. Those are the old Whirlpool appliances.
Lacoretti says pricing the 300 or so units he owns isn't an exact science, which is why he doesn't trust the number the algorithm in his property management software spits out as the recommended rent.
I use it very sparingly because what it doesn't take into account for is the quality of the apartment.
Smaller landlords still mostly look at publicly available comps, says Ben Teresa at Virginia Commonwealth University. But bigger corporate landlords, and especially those in the growing single-family rental market, they're eagerly volunteering their info to more sophisticated big data platforms.
Property managers will input, you know, the rents, vacancy rates, and other types of data, perhaps operating expenses and things like that.
Teresa says if enough landlords are telling the algorithm exactly what they're charging, it raises questions about whether rising rents are partly because of collusion.
It does provide a coordinating action across a marketplace that would not exist without the technology.
Of course, renters also have a lot more data on local rents than they had, say, 10 years ago. But Shanti Singh at the advocacy group Tenants Together says with the better data landlords have, if you're a renter,
I'd argue you're in a worse position.
Unless, she says, you live in a rent-controlled apartment. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.